Another very important iron in the body is calcium. And calcium is needed for skeletal and cardiac muscle contraction. It's needed for secretion of hormones and enzymes. It's used for nervous system impulses. It's used at the synapse. The body strives to maintain a constant concentration of calcium in the blood, the muscle, various tissues, the intracellular fluid. About 99% of calcium is stored in bone and teeth. So when we look at our normal extracellular fluid values for calcium, it's about 2.12 to 2.62 millimoles per litre, and intracellular fluid calcium is somewhat less than 0.25 millimoles per litre. So let's look at what happens if you have too little calcium in your blood, hypocalcemia. This would be less than 2.1 millimoles per litre. It could be caused by insufficient calcium in your diet, or insufficient vitamin D, which is needed to absorb calcium. You may have kidney disease, you may have increased excretion. It will particularly affect soft tissue cells, muscles and nerves. They'll become dysfunctional, neuromuscular systems become abnormally excitable, nerve impulses are triggered spontaneously, the body will go into convulsions as muscles contract uncontrollably, and death can arise from failure to breathe. The heart can lose its rhythm, which obviously can be fatal. And what happens is calcium seems to reduce the threshold for the action potential. Normally, calcium has a blocking effect on sodium channels. And so when you've got less calcium, you've got less blocking effect. And now it's easier to reach the threshold. Now, let's see what happens when you suffer from hypercalcemia. This is when you have a value in your extracellular fluid of 2.6 millimoles per liter or above. And it could be due to vitamin D overdose, shift of calcium from the bone to the extracellular fluid, decreased excretion. Your organs will calcify and they'll stop working, particularly the kidneys. Blood vessels will calcify. There'll be an increased risk of stroke. But in particular, it decreases and depresses the nervous system, causing depression, constipation, and confusion. And what happens is this time it increases the threshold for your action potentials. Because now you've got more calcium and it's having more blocking effect on the sodium channels. And so it's harder to reach threshold and it's harder to create action potentials.